With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. Ford Executive Chairman Bill Ford has urged the United Auto Workers Union to end a 32-day strike and reach a new labor agreement, and warned of the growing impact to the automaker and the U.S. economy. Rite Aid has filed for bankruptcy protection and said it would close underperforming stores as the drugstore chain comes under pressure from lawsuits alleging that it helped fuel the U.S. opioid crisis. Zipcar has been slapped with a $300,000 fine after U.S. regulators found that the car-sharing company allowed customers to rent vehicles that had open recalls, violating federal motor safety law. Oil futures fell on Monday on reports the U.S. could soon reach a deal to ease sanctions on Venezuela if a presidential election date is set in that country, while traders see the Israel-Hamas conflict not affecting crude supplies in the short term. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.